Shalom aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special Swiss for Rabbi Norman Ritz Shigifu, the Nishmas, Maris Esther Vasib Shores, Chanabas and Ganabas, the Chanabas of Meir Zev, and the Swiss Reforce Chayat of Fege Bas Michal, Yehudis Basia, Frank Ben Rus, and Yigal Meir Ben Gloria, and Rav Moshe Ben Reithi, Yitzhak Ben Gracha, Swashachal Yisrael, Mordechai Levi, Yosef Levi, learning the sugya in Bava Kame and a few days. We have a Gemara that says the Yudala from the Beis that Ula said in the name of Elazar that the halacha is we can collect payment for debt from slaves that belong to the debtor. And Rav Nachum said to Ula, Rav Elazar say that slaves can even be collected from orphans as payment for a debt owned by the deceased creditor. And Ula said, no. Rav Elazar only said that slaves can be collected as payment from the debtor himself. And then we question Ula's answer. Does it need to be said that the slaves can be collected from the debtor himself? He can even take the cloak off his back, off his shoulders. It's Pashut. The Gemara says, talking about a case where the debtor made the slave an apodiki and then sold him. Ula teaches Rav Elazar ruled that a creditor may collect the slave from a purchaser. So in the case where he said apodiki, apote hekai, you can collect from here. So the you can collect from a purchaser, you can even collect from the even from the yisalman. And this is like Rava. Because Rava says that if a debtor designated a slave as an apodiki and sold him, the Baal Chov can collect from the slave, but not his shor. Why? Because the designation of a slave as an apodiki is public knowledge, and the designation of an animal as an apodiki is not public knowledge, therefore it wouldn't be fair to the buyer if it can be collected. But the slaves you can collect. Somebody bought someone's slaves, you can collect these slaves if the person who sold it owes you money. And after Rav Nachman left the Beis Medrash, Ula said to the students, actually this is Rav Elazar said, afilu miyasmi. So Ula told the students that Rav Elazar's ruling did in fact concern the question of whether slaves can be collected from orphans even without an apodiki. And Rav Elazar ruled that the slaves can be collected as payment, because they're like land. And he didn't tell this to Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman didn't agree with this. Because it happened that they collected slaves as payment of a debt, and then Rav Nachman said, go and return the slaves. And if you don't, I'm going to collect your mansions for you and repay the orphans with them. And then skipping a little bit in the Gemara, says, Lemekatanai, shall we say that the dispute between Rav Nachman and Ula, again, Rav Ula says you can collect slaves, so it's like karkos. And Rav Nachman says you can't collect, so it's like metaltalin. So is that the same as this dispute between these Tanaim? Which is, we have a brisa, one brisa says, Mochar loy avodim v'karkos, if one sold a buyer slaves and land, hefzi v'avodim lokana karkos. If he performed an act of chazak upon the slaves, he has not thereby acquired the land. Bikarkos, if he performed a chazak on the karkos, he hasn't acquired the slaves. So doing the chazak on the avodim doesn't help for the kark and vice versa. Karkos and metalpolin. But if he purchased land and movables, hagzi bikarkos and metalpolin. If he performed a propriety act of chazak on the land, he acquired the movables. But if he performs an act of acquisition on the movables, he hasn't acquired the land. Avodim metaltalin, if he was purchasing, right, this is because you, when you make a chazak on a karka, then you can, with that you can metaltal, kona metaltalin, but not vice versa. Avodim metaltalin, if he was purchasing slaves and movables, hechli avodim lo kona metaltalin, if you machzik avodim, you don't call it metaltalin, and vice versa, metaltalin lo kona avodim. This brisa seems to rule that slaves are a metaltalin, therefore if you're a machzik with slaves, you're not kona with them metaltalin. But we have another brisa that says that if you're machzik of vladim, you are kona metaltalin, my love. But how come yafilgi, that's the nikuda samachlokas, the marasa, ravadim karkardami, that one master, the town of the second brisa, holds that slaves are lamb. Marasa, ravadim kimetaltalin dami. And the other master, the town of the first brisa, holds that slaves are like movables. And maybe that's the this machlokas tanaim is the same as the machlokas team of Nachman and Ula. That Rav Nachman holds that slaves are not metalkal, and therefore you can't be kov v'chov with slaves. And Ula says they are considered. Rav Nachman holds that they're like metalkal, and therefore you can't collect. But Rav Nachman and Ula holds they're like karka. So maybe that's the machlokas in these brises. Says the Gemara, no. This is not necessarily the point of contention between these tanaim. The Amar of Iga, Barei de Rav Ami, the Kuli Alma Avadim Karkadani. Everybody holds that Avadim are like Karka, but Tanya Kana Shapir. So the Bryce that says that one who buys slaves and movables and forms an act of Chazak upon the slaves has acquired the movables, second Bryce is understood. The Tanya Loizdalad, the Sanya Loikon, and the Bryce that teaches that he has not acquired the movables in such a case, holds being Karka, Dimidar Mitsuros, Yehuda. That in order to be able to acquire movables along with land, we require the land be similar to fortified cities in Yehuda. The law 90, which don't move, thus movables, cannot be acquired along with slaves, even though slaves are like land. The pasuk that we quoted provides proof of the efficacy of Kinyan Agav. Mentions a case of movables acquired with fortified cities in Yehuda. So the town of the first Brisa requires that in order for the land to effect an acquisition for simultaneously purchased movables, the land must be immovable, immobile, like the land in the Pasuk. So you can't do a Kinyan Agav with slaves. But Avadim do have a din of karka, just not else Kinyan Agav for Kinyan Agav. Now we're going to present the source for the halacha that movables can be acquired together with land, from which the Tana of the first Brisa learns that the land must be immovable. Isnan, echaz v'shem l'chayis, singin l'chaz v'shesh l'machayis. Movable property can be acquired together with real property. The kesev shtar v'chazaka, if you do kesev shtar v'chazaka, you can acquire movable property, l'chaz v'shem l'machayis, which is land, real property. And their father gave them many gifts of gold and silver and delicacies together with fortified cities in Yehuda. So this implies that movable gifts were acquired automatically through the acquisition of the cities. It's talking about a request made by the children of, made to the children of Yehoshaphat, the king of Yehuda. So it says that it was together with Im, not Viv, together with Ari Mitzuris Behuda. In other words, once they're conavi, the cities, and Memela, is what Chizkiah said, Memela, they get the Metatlin together with the children of Yael Shavim El Yehuda, get the Metatlin together with the Karka. So it has to be, that's immovable, just like the line in the Pasuk. Yigad Amri, it's possible at all time to agree that slaves are treated as movables. But the Tanya Lo Kana Shapir, and according to this understanding, the Brisa that teaches that one who purchases slaves and movables and performs an act of chazak upon the slave hasn't acquired the movables, by the first Brisa that we understand. Now we understand. First Brisa makes sense because it's metaltum. But Tanya Konen. And the second Brisa, which teaches that he acquired the movables in such a case, Oiden Alav. Speaks of a case where the movables were physically located on the slaves. So they're acquired by Kinyan Chatzar. That it says that when you acquire movables together with slaves, that second Brisa, Hechzik with the Avodim, Kana Metaltan, because the Metaltan around the Avodim. The Oden Aleph. Kiyod and Olive may have it. So what if they're Olive and Olive? Chatzim Aleches. It's a traveling courier. It's a moving courier. Chatzim Aleches is like Kana. Chatzim Aleches doesn't isn't Kana. You tell me about it, maybe you talk about a case where they're standing still. Vam Rabba, Kol Sheilu Mahalik Lekana, Vam Yashi Lekana. Whatever cannot serve as a courier to affect acquisition while it's traveling cannot affect acquisition while it is standing or sitting either. Rabba rules that the fact that the slave is presently standing or sitting doesn't alter its status as a Chatzim Aleches. Because it can be moved. It could theoretically move, unlike a normal chutzah. The Hilchasa and the law stated in the second brace that a slave can function as a courtyard is only correct when the slave is bound, then it can be used as a courtyard. Now, it doesn't have a din of karka, but if something is on him, then it's like a kinyan chutzah. That it's because it's on him. You're calling it him and what's on him. Not that he has a din of karka. And that's when he's bound. In such a case, the slave can be used as a courtyard since he is unable to travel. Vatanya hechzik b'karka panavadim. We have another brisa that if he performed a propriety act upon the land, he has acquired the slaves. And this contradicts the ruling of the first brisa, which says that slaves are not acquired. He's machzik b'karka. He said it's not machzik b'avadim. Here he says he is. And our answer is hasam. And the third brisa, the slaves were standing in the field, and therefore they were acquired along with the field. But this implies that the first brisa, which teaches that he hasn't acquired the slaves, together with the karka, is a case where Kishenol Nubisoka is where the case weren't there, when they weren't standing in the field. When is he coming? When they were standing in the field, when is he not coming? They're not standing in the field. Nechalash and Dhamma Ravika Vredu Ravami. This is understandable according to the version of the resolution stated by Ravika, the son of Ravami. Avdi Mitkalkli Dami, that everybody holds that slaves are like movable items. Hainu Diyam Dibisachayim, for this is adequate reason for the law. There's the slaves are standing in the field, and yes, they're acquired. But if not, they're not acquired. But according to the version of Ravika's resolution, in which he said that both Tanaim hold that slaves are regarded as land. Oh. Why do you need the slaves to be standing in the field in order to be acquired? If one sold to another 10 fields in 10 different countries, once the buyer performed an act of chazakah on one of the fields, he acquired all the embassy of Israel, and even wanted to separate lands can be acquired together. So why does the Eved have to be standing in the field in order to be acquired if they're both karka? Says the Gemara, "Tamei chach nishdam riyav tibkatatul yadani." Lamei yom b'secha. If you hold avdim rotatlim, so why does he have to be yom b'secha? Even if he's not yom b'secha, you still be allowed. When you acquire one of the karka, you also come to the avadim. Hakaimulad the lovein and tzvurim. We've established. But we don't require movables to be piled in line in order to be acquired together with the field. The Gemara in Kiddushin raised the question whether the talitlan have to be piled in the land after being acquired in order for them to be acquired through agav, upon the land being acquired in order to order them, in order for them to be acquired through a kinyan agav. And after debating the question, it concludes there's no such requirement. So even if you hold they're both in the talitlan, so why do they have to be in the field? Now, my Sukh Amir, what are you going to say over there? The movable items that can propel themselves are different than movable items that can propel themselves, and if it's slaves, must be standing in the field in order to be acquired with it, although other movables need not be, because they can move themselves, they're 90. Like Tosa says, slaves have intelligence, they can move, movables have no such intelligence. So animals are in the second category, and they wouldn't have to be present in the field, because they don't have intelligence. So we're saying that slaves have to be standing in the field because they have intelligence. Because they can move. Other movables need not be. So here too, according to the version that holds that slaves are regarded as land, when we say the land that can propel itself, in other words, slaves different land that can propel itself. So it can be understood that Shmuel's ruling allowing separated fields to be acquired together doesn't apply the slaves. Because they can propel themselves, and therefore in order to acquire them, they have to be standing in the field. Avdim akar denaydi. But since those are lands that can propel themselves, they're in no way connected to the field being acquired, unless they're physically standing in it. Hasim sanadar chadu, in Shmuel's case, the massive with is a single entity, and therefore a single propriety act can suffice to acquire even widely separated fields. The requirement that the slaves must be standing in the field in order to be acquired with the field can be understood according to either version of Ravika's resolution. Whether they're metalphalin or karka, it doesn't matter. Because you can only acquire karka number two with karka number one, because they're not going anywhere. Sana darachadu. The map of earth is a single entity. So one chazak applies to all the lands. But you don't say that about slaves. Because they have no intrinsic connection to the land. The only way they can be acquired with the land is where they're physically connected to the land, they're standing there. So you can learn that it's avodim, avodim karka, but it's not enough, they have to be standing in the land in order to acquire them, because you don't say sadin darachadu, that the mass of earth is a single entity when it comes to slaves. Or you can say that avodim are like metalpim, and also they have to be standing in the land because they're naidi. And since they're naidi, they're movable, they have das, and the mela, if they're not mamish in the land, and they're not connected to the land, and they're not acquired. Okay, so that's a very interesting sugya. Gotta love it. Ad kan midivrei ha-sugya. Usually we don't. This time we did. Gevaldik. And we've been learning through the shiurim of Moreno Hagoyin, of Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha. And we are going to continue on that derech, because his Torah is mamish kishmak. So we see two things from this sugya. Number one, that even though we paskin that kinyan agav doesn't require tzvurim, we paskin that kinyan agav, when you make a kinyan agav, when you're kona A, B through A, we see in kedushin that we don't require that it be tzvurim, that it be piled up in the field. That dafka b'metalpulein that are not naidi. But when it comes to movable metaltalin, dahinu avodim, we require tzvurim. So that's what we see from the sugya. That metaltalin denaydi, i.e. avodim, have to be tzvurim, they have to be piled up in the field. Vasheni in the tzvetezach, what do we learn? That even though we paskin, that if he sold 10 sadas and 10 medinas, when he's machzik one of them, he's kind of all of them. That's only Bekarka Deloinaidi. Avo Bekarka Deloinaidi. Ayavodim, if you hold Avodim Akarka. Karka Deloinaidi, movable Karka, mobile Karka. You have mobile phones, you have mobile Karka. Who are mobile Karka? Avodim. We don't say this. So we see from this Sugya that these two dinim are Tali Zebezeh. Just like Lein Kinyan Agav, there's a chilik between Metalpun Deloinaidi and Deloinaidi. So too, Lein Kinyan Chazaka, Kamakarkos. There's a chilik between 90 and low 90. That's what this again off. If you hold their metaltalin, there's no see 90 and low 90. That if it's not 90, then it doesn't have to be tzurin. But if it's 90, it has to be tzurin. And when it comes to karka, if it's 90, then it has to be mamash on the field in order to be kanit. And if it's not 90, then you could be kanit different fields in different places. Different strokes, different fields, different fields, different places. As Shikmosh Linyan Agav, Yeshilik me metaltalin de 90 low 90, so to Linyan Kinyan Chazaka, so Kamakakos, they chilik between 90 and low 90. Beautiful. As Anachnu Sikamnu at the Alimudimi Asugia, Aval Anachnu Tzichim Lakshot Betalti, Yeshte Kushiot, Yesh Arbe Kushiot, Yesh Sefer, which is a Sefer in the Flabby Hotel. Wow, what a Sefer. It's Raza de Shapsi, that it's the Shapsi Frankel Rambams, which are amazing Rambams that everybody should own if you can. If you have room for it and you can afford it, expensive. But those Heilige Rambams have the Chalufik yourselves and all the Makaris in the back, a lot of Makaris. So they have, and Baba Kamba, Batsil Babasra, they went through the Masechta, and in each page, Gemara Ashitosis, they have Meir Makomas for all, everything. I mean, for almost every line of the Masechta. Sending you here, sending you there, telling you what the cash is, so you can look, oh, there's a Pnei Yeshua's kasha, there's a Tzitzis kasha, there's a Nesivis kasha. Look at your Reb Shmuel, Kir, Gver, Achilas David. So I say there are two kashas. Obviously, we're in the first paragraph of Bava Basra. There are 2 million kashas. But we're going to deal with two kashas. The Ishmael Tati, number one, what's the svar to be mechalik between agav, between metatli denaydi and metatli lo naydi? If the gav is metatli lo naydi, we don't require tzvurim. Why should we say that metatli denaydi, so it's movable? So why should we require tzvurim? Why should we require tzvurim? You're acquiring the field, and you're also acquiring the metatli somewhere else. Even if it's naydi, even if it's an evit, so what? Just like I can be kaina. I have a field. I want to be kaina, a strawberry field in Central Park. I'm going to start a field in Central Park. With that, I can also acquire a brand new suit, which is somewhere else. So it's like more of a brand new suit. I also acquire an Eved. What's the difference? Since in 1990, another culture, what's the Svara to be Medame, the Kenyan Chazak, I'll come across the Kenyan Agav? Because in the Gemara, it's Muchach, Shishlom is a Chilk, be 90, low 90, be Kenyan. Chazak, be Kenyan Agav. That's what the Gemara says. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, what are you going to say? Movable items that can propel themselves, different movable items that can propel themselves. Whenever the slaves have to be standing in the field. So, also, the carcals that are movable are different cars that are not movable. And if it's movable, then you can't acquire both at the same time, only if it's not movable. If it's movable, it has to be in on the field. Avdim, karkar denaydi. The slaves are lions that can propel themselves. So yeah, they have to be standing on the field. But Hazm, Sana, and Darachad are there. It's all one. They're at the same line. There, we're not talking about Kenyan Agav. We're talking about making a chazak on one thing, on one land, and you acquire a different land. But these are two different Kenyanim here. When we talk about Metal Kulam, we're talking about Kenyan Agav. And we're talking about chazak that's on Kenyan Agav. And you make a Kenyan on land, you're making a Kenyan, a Chazak on one land, and that is that cone of the other lands. That's not Kenyan Agav. So how can you say Kenyan, what's the Gemara telling too between Kenyan, Chazak, or Kaimer Karkos, the Kenyan Agav? These two different Kenyanim. I said, Zeh Aleinu Lavin, Zot Aleinu Lavin. Okay, and that is Unzer Arit, Zavodah Shelanu, V'Hashem Yehi Be'ezlenu. As Nakadim, kodem kol, et sugiyat agmara bekidushim. Ketub sham b'mishnah bekidushim, b'dav chafav amad alef, nechassim shesh lam achrayut, karkois, in other words, nechassim that are responsible, like land is responsible for debts. Nigam kesh tar b'chazak, acquired kesh tar b'chazak, she'en l'chayis, nekim l'shicha, but if the end of l'chayis, the taltulin, is acquired only with m'shicha. Chaz she'en l'chayis, nekim l'chayis, nekim l'chayis, b'kesh tar b'chazak. Metaltulin are nikna with karkois, with Kesher Shtar and Chazaka. Once you acquire the karka, you also get the other metatlin. As mevoar, see from here that even though we pass in metatlin ainam nikim elam meshicha, kol mokoim. Nevertheless, if you were makne karka lechaver with Kesher Shtar and Chazaka, and you were makne the metatlin with the karka, the metatlin are nikim agav a karka. And even though I didn't do a kinyan meshicha on the metatlin, he's still koine the metaltolin. And the Gemara and Avchofov and Aleph learned it from the Pasuk in Chronicles and Divrei Yam and Beis Chaval Gimel that we read before, Vitin Levi Yamatanais, etc. Im Arei Mitzurais Biyude. So the Matanas and the metaltolin were given together with the land. And the Gemara there has a Shaila. Do we require Tzvurim or not? They have to be on the field or not. The Gemara of Firtois, Chof Zain Omud Aleph, the Gemara Mesika. That we don't require tzvur, they don't have to be piled up. And the Gemara says, do we require agav or not? In other words, does the makna have to say beferish that he's makna the metaltlan agav the kaka or not? And the Gemara concludes, v'chus tzvur and lobin, you don't need tzvurim, they'll be piled up in the field, but agav v'koni b'ini, but you have to say, m'farish, it'll be explicit that it's a kinyan agav. Let me talk a sugya. שאין המטלטלין צריכים להיות סבורים על הקרקע. אבל צריך המקנה לא אמר קני אגב. So you don't have to be on the land, but he has to say, I want you to be connected with an agav. And we pass this דברי הגמרא to Mashma. That he has to say קני אגב בכל אופן. Even when the מטלטלין are צבורים בו. And so it's the Ravid, and his Asogas to the Rambam. בכל מקרה, בכל אופן, He has to say Kniagav, you have to say Kniagav, even if they're Tzvurim, even if the Tzvurim say Kniagav. Gevaldik. Umnam, hein b'Rambam. Rambam Hilchot Mechira, Perek Gimel, Halachot Chet v'Tet. שיש לו פירוש חדש בביור הסוגיה. אני מצטט את הרמב״ם. המקנה קרקע הוא מטלטלן כאחד, כיוון שקנה קרקע בכסף ושטר, או בחזקה נקנים, המטלטלן מהם באמת דברים אמורים, בשם המטלטלן צבורים באותה קרקע, אבל במקום אחר, צריך שאמר לו קנה מטלטלן על גב הקרקע, ואם לא אמר לו קנה על גב הקרקע, לא קנה. הרי שהרמב״ם סובר, the Rambam holds that the Gemara concludes, that you have to say agav v'koni, you have to be explicit that he's being koni b'kinyan agav, is dafka when the metatlin are not piled up on the land. When the metatlin are piled up on the land, you don't have to say. That's what the Rambam says, b'med v'arim amurim, when the metatlin are tzavar bosa karka. Then you acquire the karka, you automatically acquire the metatlin. But if they're not tzavar ala karka, then you have to say something. Then you have to say, you're also acquiring the metatlin. But when they're on the land, you don't have to say. When they're tzavar ala karka, lo b'kinyan agav v'koni, you don't have to say anything. And the Magid Mishneh writes, and so too the Tosfos Reed, in Unzer Sugye, writes that the Mokor of the Rambam is that the Gemara asks if we require Agav Kani, only after we conclude that Lo Binin Tzvurim. So it's mashma that if the din was Sheba'inan Tzvurim, that they have to be piled up, then it'll be Pashi, you don't need Agav Kani, because the Metalkan are Tzvurim. Now the Gemara first concludes, we don't require Tzvurim in order to make a Kinyan Agav. But if we require Tzvurim, then you wouldn't have to say anything. It's only because Lobin and Tzvurim that you have to say, since the Rambam says, if they're piled up, you don't have to say anything. It's automatic Kinyan. And if they're not piled up, then you have to say something. Then you have to say, Agav Akani. And that's also the Mashmos, the Maskana say Gemara. Gemara concludes, V'hilchas at Tzvurim lo bainan. Agav v'kani bainan. Ze kashe. Sherei kvar hisika hagmara. לאל מיני שצבורים לא בעינן. אז למה חזרה הגמרא וקבעה להלוכה שלא בעינן צבורים? Gemara already concluded, צבורים לא בעינן. So why does he have to say it again? So one of the rounds is very good. Because the Gemara is telling us, צבורים לא בעינן, אגב הקני בעינן. When they're not savur, then you require an agav v'kani. Then you have to be explicit about the kinyan agav. But when they aren't savur, then you don't have to be explicit about the kinyan agav. Gevaldik. Now, we have found a makor for the sheet of the Rambam. Nachum atzenu makor l'shitat haRambam, sherak be'inam tzvurim tzarich lemeimar agav v'kani. Mikol mokom adayin taim aboyi, we still have to understand what's the svorah. To be mechalik between tzvurim and not tzvurim. That by tzvurim, you have to say agav v'kani. Beinam tzvurim, you have to say agav v'kani, but not by tzvurim. And we find in the achronim two mahalchim to be mechalek between these two cases. And if God is good to us, Mir Tzishem, we will continue in the next shir, and we will explain Be'ezrat Hashem Netzi et Shnei HaMalachim V'nir'eh Be'ezrat Hashem Nifla'ot Mitorat Hashem. So please stay tuned. It's going to be awesome, and we will see Nifla'os Be'ezrat Hashem. But you're only going to see the Nifla'os if you tune in. So please tune in again and stay with me. Mitz Hashem, go through the sigya together, and we'll see Niflos. Thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. بلينا دا نمشي.